Alan Crane Productions, in association with Emergent Light Studio, presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240 for Autumn Semester 2022. Today, the weighted average cost of capital. And this is a mathy kind of quiz and material. There is a fortunate light at the end of the tunnel, because I will show you how to do it by the formulas and a calculator. And then I'm going to show you how to do it in Excel. And not only that, I'm going to actually upload that Excel sheet to VeggieNet, where you can download it, look at it, and use it for problems, like the problem on a quiz, maybe. I don't know, maybe. But before we do that, we obviously have to look at the markets. And we see that it was a slaughterhouse today. Everything was just kind of floating along until the Fed chairman, Mr. Powell, said they're going to hold the line and they're going on the inflation. They're going to raise the discount rate again by 75 basis points, 0.75%. And of course, the markets turned into a bunch of poodles barking behind the sofa when that happened. As you can see what his jowls started to flap right there in the early afternoon. The market just plunged. It was just, obviously, higher interest rates slowing down the economy. The good news, though, is that this is how you're going to kill the inflation. That liquidity overhang had been building for a number of years, and so the way to stop it is, as I have shown you in previous classes, you've got to crush the money supply. Price of money, the money supply goes down, the price of money, interest rates, goes up. And so the Fed's helping that along, pushing the interest rates up manually. And so we're having a dark day. I don't foresee this as being a bear indicator past today. My sentiment would be that the market has said what it had to say about that, and now we'll go on to other news. There's no post-market in the futures being shown right now, but it looks like recovery is happening. Here's an index that looks at the market, the S&P 500. As you can see, it's rising now in the aftermarket. So in other words, the butt hurt has passed, and now the bargain hunters are going to start moving in the aftermarket. They'll probably move in more strongly in the pre-market. So we'll probably have at least a decent day up tomorrow. We hope. I hope. Because I just got absolutely drilled into the ground today. And thanks to he of the cloven hoof, I lost a whole lot of money when he canceled positions I had. So again, he and I will have a talk about that the next time we have lunch together or something like that. Okay, enough of that. If you look over here, now the crude oil pushed up to the that neckline that I told you about, 82 to 89. Today, it was at 89. It's right now at 89.29. So it's testing that upper bound right there, and that's a little bit spooky, because if it breaks through, it'll stay on the other side of that. It's testing it right now. Now, it's one of those old things. You look to see if it tests a neckline, and if it tests it and then goes back down and gets scared, that means it probably wasn't anything to worry about. But if it tests it and it stays above it, that's something to worry about. So we want to keep an eye on the crude oil over the next 24 to 48 hours to see if it seriously wants to stay above 89. Because if it stays above 89, then it's going to start probing the 90s. Gas is going to go up in price. And so that's not a good thing right now. I don't know. There are concerns about the war in Eastern Europe, that there's now information that says generals in Russia have been actively discussing the use of tactical nuclear weapons, which is kind of scary, but we'll see how it works out. As you can see, the S&P 500, this indicator of market, of S&P activity is still going up. So that's good news. It took a whack today. That's my position. Anyway, moving over here, notice that gold and silver both just nosedived on that news out of the Fed, simply because interest rates going up means that that is something that investors will move toward. We should see, if I go over here to the bonds, we should see that bond yields are, if the bond prices are rising, the bond yields should be falling. But because the Fed has pushed up the price of the yields on treasury, on discount rate, we'll see what happened. I said, we'll see what there. Let me not bother this. Okay, there we go. 10-year bond. You notice that it plunged. The yields plunged on the news. And then they pop back up. The yields are rising again on the news of the Fed. And so that means if yields are rising, bond traders are, the price is falling. So bond traders are here in this last, in the aftermarket, getting back out of bonds. That's causing the bond prices to fall, the yields to rise. So where is that money going? That's what I was showing you in that aftermarket. The money's beginning to come back in to the equities and out of the bonds. Moving over here to the other side of the world, notice that Tokyo last night was swinging wildly up and down, and it finished pretty much flat after a roller coaster. For a while, it actually broke into positive territory before the bears took over. But then near in the afternoon in Tokyo, the bulls started grabbing and almost brought it back to even. Strange world. And then London was just a mess. It tried to rally there at the midday, and then it just couldn't keep that rally going. So by the end, the bears were really roaring. You can see that when the bell rang, the FTSE 100 was on the way down. So the bears were selling. The bears were in charge right to the end of the day in London. And then, of course, that came over to here, and we had kind of a wild day. It was pretty quiet. See this, all this? And then in the afternoon, things just went haywire. First up, then down. And look at that. Slowly, like I said, the market is recovering from that information earlier today, and it's rising. The market does desire to go up. It's because there is good economic news. And so, you know, look, you had someone in here on Monday offering, there were 200 internships at just one company in Chicago. That tells you that the forecasting of these companies is for a good, strong economy into next year. So whatever you see about the horrors of a recession coming, horse crap. Well, the markets are generally saying we're going to be okay, and you can see it right here. Will you please go up? Anyway, it's driving me crazy. That's where I've got to, and it's going to save my bacon after that Twitter mess. Anyway, this is the weighted average cost of capital. This is a math lecture. It's not calculus or anything like that, but it's just these formulas. Have them down in your notes. And this example, I'm going to just do an example. I'll probably put another one up over the weekend, a practice problem for you. Just walk yourself through it, one thing at a time. Stay frosty. Don't try to bite off the whole problem at once. It's just a step-by-step. The weighted average cost of capital, you're going to need the after-tax cost of debt, You're going to need that. You're going to need the cost of preferred, the cost of common, and then you're going to need to know the market weights of each of those to get the WACC. We walk through it piece by piece. And as I said, after I've done it with a calculator on the and with the writing things on the board, I'm going to then take it back into Excel, and I'm going to show you this whole thing in Excel, that you can do it very quickly. And then I will upload this Excel worksheet to VeggieNet. The thing, though, is that once you go in there, you have to look at each piece and figure out, oh, what did he put here? How, is that where I would make the number that is given to me for a new problem? Yes, and you just walk through it, and you can get the answers a lot faster if you understand Excel. This is actually part of our whole exercise where we are supposed to have everyone know Excel coming out of the College of Business. And so this is one more step in that process. There we go. Okay. Here's the thing. We are after this, the WACC. Let me get a better marker here to do this. The weighted average cost of capital. That is going to be the weight of debt times the after-tax cost of debt plus the weight of equity times the cost of equity. Now, the two pieces. First things first is that the after-tax cost of debt is the pre-tax cost times 1 minus the marginal tax rate. Now, we will assume that the tax rate is 21%. Whether it stays there or not is speculative. If the Congress moves, if the House of Representatives goes to the Republicans in after this election, it will stay at 21%. If not, it will probably eventually revert back to where it was at 39%. But for now, right now, 0.21 is the number. Now, and also, the R sub D, you are going to use the market, the yield to maturity. That's what the market says that the riskiest debt should be yield paying right now as a coupon. So we're going to have to do the TVM solver. We get the price of the debt outstanding, and we use the TVM solver to get the R sub D. Now the weight of equity. There are two pieces to equity. There is the preferred, and then there is the common. Now you remember that the preferred is a very easy formula. The cost of preferred debt, R sub P, is just the dividend, the constant dividend that it pays forever, divided by the price that it's paying, that it's coming at in at right now. The common, you remember I showed you three different methods, and it got more and more obtuse as I went along. It kind of got a little more foggy. The best way is if it's an older stock with a constant growth dividend, then the cost of common stock is going to be D1 over the current price plus G, where the D1 is the dividend that's just been paid grown one period times 1 plus G. And then I gave you the other ways that if you can't do it that way, then you could use a CAPM. And if you can't do it that way, use a bond yield plus an equity premium. For the purposes of this lecture and on a quiz or the final, you'll be able to use that formula right there. So you might want to think about getting that as the next tattoo you get, that you can't go wrong with that one. People will say, what the hell is your problem, man? I'm a finance person. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So we've got the clear path. This is how you'll do it, okay? And then in an Excel sheet, you can just key in those formulas for the numbers that you got, and you're all good. Now, here's another problem, though, is these weights. These are market weights. So for the weight of debt, well, let me do it this way. Let me do an intermediate step. Market value for debt. Market value for debt. That would be the face value of the face value of the debt. How much they have in dollars on their books, like 30 million, 10 million, 50 million. And then you multiply that times the current price of the debt divided by 1,000. Let me explain. Suppose that a company has, let's say, $20 million in debt outstanding. Now, that's $20 million on the books. However, let's say that the price right now is $1,040. If the company went out and tried and wanted to buy all of its debt, it wouldn't pay $20 million. It wouldn't pay a dollar for a dollar. It would pay $1.04 for each dollar of debt. It would have to pay the market price. That's why we have to scale the face value by what it would actually cost the company to get that debt back, to buy it back in the marketplace. The company may be valuing it at $20 million, but the market is saying no, because you're saying that each dollar on face value is a dollar in the market, but the market's saying no, we have our own price. So you'll see that. I'll show you that. You'll get the hang of that. Now, for the preferred, it's going to be the number of preferred shares outstanding times the price per share of the preferred. In other words, suppose that the company had 100,000 shares of preferred out, and that preferred now is selling in the market at $25. To get all that preferred back, they'd have to pay $25 per share. So we have to consider that total to be the market value of all their preferred. And the same is true for common. For the common, the number of common shares times the price per share of the common stock. If they want to buy back Elon Musk, to get back Twitter, he had to pay the price per share at the deal's deadline, which was, I think, like $54.20, times that many shares that are outstanding. That was the market value of the equity, the market cap, that number that we look up there for market cap, price per share times the number of shares outstanding. That's what the value of their common stock is for the company. So then we would add all those up, and that would give us the total market value of the company. That would be the market value of the company. So all we would do then is take each of these divided by the market value, the total market value. That one and that one. We just divide each of them by the market value, and that gives us our weights. You'll see it in practice. It looks abstract kind of when I'm doing it with just these words and formulas. But once you get it, hang of it, and you will notice as I'm going along that it's a lot easier to do this in Excel. And that's the last thing I'll do today, is just take this all back into Excel and say, watch what happens when I Excel this bastard. And then you take the weights times each of them. Now you may have noticed that I left out the cost of new common stock. That would be typical because we're talking about the company's status right now, not if it does something like sell stock. And again, the entire point of this whole mess is to get that whack, because a lot of companies use that as their discount rate for finding the net present values of their projects that they're thinking of doing. Positive net present value, we do it. Negative net present value, we don't do it. And they use a discount rate. Oftentimes, it's not good for them to do it, but it's very popular in practice to use the WACC of the company. So that's where we're going with this. So, walk it through one miserable piece at a time. Okay, so for debt, let's say that the company, let's do ARC Corp has $30 million book. That's how much it has out, and that's what's on the books. Face value $1,000. And here it is. ARC 5.65% 2039. And it's currently priced at $980.40. Now, by the way, if you want to pull up, before I get to it, get your computers out. And if you've got Excel, get it up now, because I'll use that later. But it'll take you a few minutes to boot your computer and go. And I'm going to stop right there, just give you a little bit of a breather to get that done. Now again, as you're doing that, keep in mind that I am walking you through step by step. Do it the way I am showing you. The best way to do complicated things is to do them one relatively simpler thing at a time. For the debt, we're going to use a TVM solver to get the stupid yield to maturity. That's all we'll do to get the market cost of debt right now. So if I were to do that on the TVM solver, one of the students, a couple of them are calling it the TMI solver. The TVM, Apps Finance TVM solver. Now, 2039, that's 17 years. N is 17. You leave the I percent alone because we're going to find the yield. The current price value, remember you put in a negative, it's right now doing at $980.40. And the payment. It's got a coupon of, what was that, 5.65%, so 0.0565 times 1,000. And the face value is 1,000. This, by the way, is one of the reasons I was bitching at you and making sure that on that last quiz you could do a bond problem, because now we're actually going to deploy that skill here to get the yield to maturity. Alpha, solve, and it's got a yield to maturity of 5.8345%. So in other words, the YTM is going to be 5.83456. I mean, you don't want to go crazy with decimals, but because we got to use this in something later, you can get into some nasty rounding error if you cut it off too quickly. So I'll just put that there. Okay. That's our cost of debt, R sub D, right there. That's R sub D right there. So the after-tax cost of debt, R sub D after tax, would be that 5.83456 times 1 minus the tax rate, 0.21. So now we've got the cost of debt. R sub D after taxes will be, survey says, take it out of here, second quit, 5.83456 times, open parenthesis, 1 minus 0.21, close the parenthesis, 4.61%. We got one of them done. Now the preferred. ARC Corp has 500,000 shares of, let's say, 2.5% preferred par value $30 per share, currently selling at $21.15 per share. Let's you get that written down. So, R sub P going to be the dividend, which is 0.025 divided by the price per share, which is 21.25, I'm sorry, times the par value, 30, divided by the current market price, $21.15. Just use a formula. So on that one, I would take 0.025 times $30 per share divided by the current market price, 21, what did I say it was, 21.15? 3.56%. There you go. Now, common stock. ARC has $12 million shares of common stock and just paid a $1.70 per share dividend that is expected to grow at a constant rate of 2.8%. The current price of ARC Common is $19.62 per share. I'll let you write that down. Get that down. And then we'll crank it. Cost of the stock will be the dividend the next period, which would be the $1.70. You grow it one period at the growth rate of 0.028, so it's times 1 plus 0.028, divided by the current price per share, which is $19.62, and then you add the growth rate on the back end of the equation. If I do that, well then, I would get 1.70 times 1 plus 0.028. That'll be its dividend in period one. Then you divide that by the market price, $19.62. And then you add that growth rate back on, 0.028, 11.71% is the cost of their common stock. Thank God we've got those done. Say that again? There will be one of these on the final. Yes, but it's multi-part. And there, that's, this will be your quiz, your next quiz. I would imagine you're going to have a quiz this Wednesday, coming Wednesday, and then you'll have another quiz next, the week after that. Now, if I put two quizzes together very quickly, usually I hammer a quiz, and then I do something that's a very easy quiz the next one. Okay, so now, market value. We need that for debt, for preferred, and for common. The debt, this company has $20 million in debt. If it were to buy back all of its debt right now at the market price, it would pay $980.40 on the thousand. So what I would do is I would take times 980.40 divided by 1,000. And that would give me the market value. So the debt out there, the markets, the company's books are saying it's worth $20 million. But the market is saying that it's worth only 980 on the thousand. So the market value of the debt is only 19.608 million. Take the price divided by 1,000 times the book value of the debt. That will give you the market value of the debt. The preferred stock, the company has 500,000 shares. And those shares are worth, right now, if the company wanted to buy back all of its shares of preferred stock, it would pay $21.15 for each of those. So the market value of the preferred stock would be 500,000 times 21.15. So it's 1.0575. No, it's 10. Yeah, it's 10.575. Million. Is that right? Yeah. And finally, the market value of the common stock, they have 12 million shares outstanding. And if they bought them all back, just like Elon Musk did, he bought all the stock back at the market price. And so he paid $44 billion. This one will be 12 million times 19.62. $19.62 per share. I work that out. 12 million shares times, what was it? $19.62 per share. $235.44 million. If I add all of those up, I get the total market value of this company. Yeah.
How'd you get the 20 million for the debt?
Because it said it had 20 million outstanding, didn't it? Did I say 30? Oh, my bad. Thank you. I was just testing to see if anyone was watching me do that. Wow. I apologize for that. God. 30 million times 980.40 on the thousand. Wow. 29.412 million. I did 20 million in the last class, and I'm still, part of my brain was still doing that. Now, if I add up all those numbers, I will get the market value of the whole company. It would be 29.412 plus 10.575 plus 235.44. So the total value, market value, if the company wanted to buy itself back private, would be 275 million $427.427. Buying back all of its securities and going private, completely private. That would be the cost of doing it if they paid market prices. The last thing we want to do now is find the weights of each. How much is the W for each of them? So what I would do, I'd take 29.412, the debt, divided by the 275.427. I would take the 10.575 divided by the 275.427. And I would take the 235.44 divided by the total, 275.427. That would give me the weight of each one. If this is kind of fogging you, don't sweat it. One, you kind of get used to it once you've seen it a couple of times. And also, we can do this in Excel a little bit faster. So I'm going to do 29.412 divided by 275.427. So the weight of debt is 10.68%. 0.1068. So this company's equity capital structure is 10%, basically about 10.5% debt. The preferred, I would take 10.575 divided by 275.427. And I get 3.84%. 0.0384. And for the equity, for this common stock rather, the common stock would be 235.44 divided by 275.427. So it's about, that's 0.8548. If you add those up, those should come out to be 1.00. Maybe there's rounding error, but it should come out to be about exactly, if there's such a thing, 1.000. In other words, we've covered all the different possible components of the capital structure. And now, thank God, we can end this nightmare. The weighted average cost of capital is the weight of debt times the after-tax cost of debt plus the weight of preferred times the cost of preferred plus the weight of common stock times the cost of common stock. So in other words, the weight of debt is 0.1068 times the cost of debt is 4.61% plus the weight of preferred, which is 0.0384 times the cost of preferred, which is 3.56%, plus the weight of common stock, which is 0.8548, times the cost of common stock, which came out to be 11.71. Run those numbers. Before we die of boredom doing this, we got 0.1068 times 4.61 plus 0.0384 times 3.56 plus 0.8548 times 11.71, and we have the weighted average cost of capital 10.64%. And now we're going to do it in Excel. And you'll see that it comes out faster. All you do is punch in numbers. Excel. Now, we'll do the component. There's debt, there's preferred, and there's common. We're going to do the cost. Now, the cost of the debt is the one you get from the TVM solver. Okay, and I'm going to put here, method. Oops. You'll use the TVM solver to get that one. And that came out when we did that. We got, the TVM solver gave us, what was it? 5.83456. 5.83456% times 1 plus 0.21. I'm supposed to put an equals there. It's a times. The after-tax cost of debt is the yield to maturity times 1 minus the tax rate. I forgot to put an equals.
You put 1 plus 0.21.
1 minus. I was just testing you. That's good. You caught it. Yeah, about that. There's your damn rate. Okay. These are all percents. The preferred, the method we use is to take D over the market price. Current market price. So that would mean that would equal the dividend, which was 2.5.025 times the par value, $30 per share. My ass. What's wrong with that? Oh, I don't want that to be. Yes, I do. What's the... Oh, divided by. Man, it's late in the day here. Good listeners out there in listener land. That's still not right. What the hell am I doing wrong here? Yeah, 21.15. I'm just really, that's still not right.
Yeah.
Times 30 divided by the dividend is 2.5% of 30. There's your darned cost. Now the last one, you're going to take the dividend one period out, divided by the current price, and then add G, the growth rate. And let me get the script subscripts in here. Format, subscript. Format, subscript. And if we do that, the dividend one period out, it just paid $1.70 dividend, and it will grow that 1 plus 0.028, close the parentheses, divided by the current market price, which is $19.62. And I forgot to put an equal sign on it. And a times. $1.70 times. No, I don't want percent there. I want that to be just a normal. It put that on there on its own. And I'm actually doing this. Oh, plus the growth rate. Duh. Plus 0.028. There we go. Okay. Now that I've gotten through all my mistakes here with a little help from good folks out there, the next thing that we will do here is market value. Now, the market value is what I did there, over on that side. So I'm going to take the $20 million, where was it? No, 30. I keep saying 20. $30 million times 980.40 on the 1,000. And I forgot to put my equal sign again. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so now the next one we'll do is we're going to take the preferred stock. They have how many shares outstanding? 500,000. And if the company paid the market price for every one of those, what is it, $21.15? And I've, look at that. There. And if it bought all of its common stock back, it had, how many shares did it have of common stock outstanding? 12 million. 12 million. And if it paid market price for those at $19.62 each, and I put, see this time I caught it, equals. The total value of the company would come out to be the sum of those. Got one last step to do. The weighted average cost of capital. Now I could take this. Oh, I've got to do the weights. Equal weight. Forgot. That one equals that divided by that. The market value of that component divided by the total market value. Now I'm going to go back here and I'm going to show you a little trick. I'm going to make the D5 hit F4 and make it an absolute reference. That way, when I sweep this down, it will hold D5 as the same number. And we make sure that those add up to one. And they sure do. So now we're almost finished. Thank God. Yeah, we're almost finished. The last thing I have to do is the weighted average cost of capital. Whack. So in other words, I have to take cost times weight plus cost times weight plus cost times weight. In Excel, there's a trick way to do it. It's called sum product. Equals sum product, and you tell it, take each part piece in this column, the cost, comma, times its associated component in this column. Did you see how I do that? This is a real lifesaver if you've got a lot of numbers. And then you just say, by the way, do you notice you don't have to close the parenthesis? Excel does that for you. Well, spank me, Jesus. Change that to a percent. There's your weighted average cost of capital right there. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save this, and you make sure I'm having you watch, make sure it goes up. I'm going to now upload that to your resources tab in VeggieNet. And you check to make sure that it's there when I get this done, because sometimes it fools me. Resources, upload, WACTIL. Okay, so now check your resources tab to see if it's there. Should be called WACTIL. Is it there? It's not there?
I got it.
You got it? Okay. Now, if you are a smart quiz taker, when I give you the next quiz, which will be on weighted average cost of capital, you might want to pull up that Excel sheet and just notice where you have to change the numbers. And then you will get the right answers. You can do it that way if you want, the way I did it on the board, but you could also do it if you don't just know what number goes where, then you would be able to get this quiz done very quickly and without any arithmetic mistakes. So I'm just doing that for you, if you want to use it. That's why they call me Pizza Hut, because I deliver. I thank you all.